There you go.
Okay. So we're going to learn about the holy altar today, the golden altar. And we're going to do a little bit of holy housekeeping. How do we set things up in the Beis HaMikdash? We have learned about the menorah. We learned about the shulchan. And now, in Halacha Yud Zayin, in the 17th Halacha of the third chapter, we learn Mizbeach HaKetorot. The Mizbeach upon which incense was brought was meruba. It was a square amma al amma. That's pretty small. 18 inches by 18 inches. Small little cube. The Rama doesn't talk about it here, but actually we know that it was 2 amot high.
So 36 inches.
36 inches high. Very, very small little petite menorah. Altar. V'hu nasun behechol mechuvan bin hatzofen ledarim. It was placed exactly between the north and south equidistance. So you came into this long room. At the end of the long room, there is a parochet. There's a curtain, and we're going to learn about that. Bezrat Hashem, you see, in the first Beis HaMikdash was actually a wall. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there was only a curtain or a series of curtains. Behind that curtain in the first Beis HaMikdash is the Aron HaKodesh.
So the toy we have.
We're going to talk about that later. But we have this Aron HaKodesh, we have, and that's where the cherubim are. And in front of that is this small space, well, not small, it's actually quite large, a large hallway. And in that hallway, in that large area, there is, towards the back third, towards the back foot, shloshtan, the three of these, which means the menorah, the shulchan, and this little mizbeach, the three of them, they were in the first third of this long room. So a long rectangle room in the first third of them. Keneged ha-parochet, this corresponded exactly against the curtain, ha-mavdil ben ha-kodesh, and the kodesh ha-kodeshim, the curtain which served to divide between the inner sanctum, between the Holy of Holies, and between the outer sanctum. Now, there's a whole discussion of where exactly the Rambam gets it from, but it's from a Tosefta. And interestingly, Rashi says something very, very similar. So what can we learn from this, from the fact that not only was there a Shulchan, which as we talked yesterday, represents governance or sustenance, that's the envelope through which Hashem gave us blessings, material blessings, not only was there a menorah, which was lit on the south side, but there was also this golden altar that incense was brought twice a day, and the fact that it had to be arranged perfectly in this manner.
So they were in the middle, well, between the south and the north. And how about the east and the west?
Well, on the east-west, the room was like an oblong room, east-west. On the west end was the Holy of Holies. You entered on the east side. And you had the menorah on the south. You had the shulchan on the north. And then set forward, you had the golden altar.
I thought you entered through like the south.
No, you enter the Har HaBayit. We're going to get to the Har HaBayit later. We're talking now about, we're starting from inwards out.
Oh, the sanctum.
Let's talk about the actual, so there's a sanctum, there's a structure, and the structure is built in a certain way, as we learned, and there's various artifacts. We have not talked about the Aron, and that will be a discussion for a different day. We talked about the menorah, we talked about the Shulchan, now we're talking about the golden altar. In the time of the Mishkan, the golden altar had two poles for the purpose of transportation, as did the Shulchan. According to most opinions, those poles were not present in the Beis HaMikdash. It was only in the Mishkan, only in the desert when they were constantly on the move for transport. However, the Ark, differently, always has to have the staves. The poles are always inside, which is another issue. What I want to focus on today is a beautiful lesson we learn in Avodat Hashem, in our service of God, from the fact that these holy artifacts, the furniture that was in the Beis HaMikdash, had to be arranged in this particular way. This is from a manuscript of the Rebbe that he jotted down for himself in the mid-1930s. And he says the following. The menorah and the shulchan have to be in perfect equidistance, facing each other on either side. Set forward, we have this idea of the mizbeach. So what do these represent? What do these mean in a larger sense? What is the Shulchan? So the Shulchan is symbolic of serving Hashem with the material reality that we have. So for example, a person eats for a holy purpose, he's able to elevate the food. The menorah, on the other hand, represents the spiritual pursuit. Flames, light, you know, like a soul, like a mitzvah, study of Torah, and various things like that. What then does the small altar upon which incense is brought represent? And the answer is prayer. As the scripture states, and they have this in the book of Tillim, in many Sephardic communities, this is actually recited in the onset of Mincha, Tikon tfilati ketorat lefanecha, arrange my prayers as incense before you. So the Rebbe says, here's the lesson. You enter into the area of the Kodesh. This is the sanctum, Holy sanctum for God. What's the first thing you encounter?
The prayer.
The first thing you encounter is the incense. That's the first thing, because that's set forward. You're entering from the east, and set forward to the east, away from the west, is that little altar. So the little altar represents prayer. What does a Jew start his day with?
Prayer.
So that's the first thing you do. And only after a Yid has begun to daven, then can you turn right or turn left. Then can you either engage, some people are involved in business or in a profession, which is the more material side of things, and others, their pursuit of life is their Yoshvei Ohel. Their job is more of involved in the spiritual pursuit, whether they're a yeshiva student or sitting in a, or learning in a kollel, or they're a rabbi or a teacher and so on and so forth. So all of this is different pursuits in life, a different focus, but regardless of what you do, whether your pursuit is more materially minded, which is still holy, still part of Avodat Hashem, whether it's more spiritually by nature, spiritually minded, because you know you're involved in teaching Torah or adjudicating disputes by virtue of Torah law and so on and so forth. But the first thing a Yid has to do is connect himself to Hashem in a profound way of prayer. And only after we experience prayer properly, then can we move on to the rest of our day, whether it's to the right or to the left. And here's the fascinating thing. The Shulchan, which represents material pursuit, the menorah representing spiritual pursuit, have to be in perfect corollary, facing one another. Why? Well, there's another Rambam. And this Rambam was found in the beginning in Hilchas Deis. And he says, Kishem Shahachacham Nikar Bechachmato B'deotav, just like a person who is wise with the Torah. You know, he has wise opinions. He has a wise perspective on things. Hu Muvdol Bahem Misharam. You can see this is a person of distinction. You know, when you're going to get, when you speak to this person, you're going to get different ideas because that's a spiritually minded person. You're going to hear the wisdom. Kach, so too, Tzarech Shehei Nikar B'maisav. So too, the way he behaves has to be in corollary with the spiritual knowledge and information that he possesses. That the person who's a chacham is not only a chacham, he's not only wise when it comes to matters of wisdom, but when it comes to eating, when it comes to drinking, when it comes to going through the matters of life, says the Rebbe, all of those things have to be, in the words of the Rambam, kol ha-maisim ha'elu noyim u'metukonim b'yeser. If you're a chacham, if you have the wisdom of Torah, it has to show. It has to show in the way you do business. It has to show in your interpersonal relationships. It has to show in all of your pursuits of life. So the mundane, the ordinary, the pedestrian has to always be infused with a sense of light, with a sense of mission, with a sense of purpose. And that's how the Heichal, schematic, the sanctum, the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash, what the furniture is and where it's placed, represents our Avodat Hashem each and every day of our lives.
That's